So I went to Otago University to become a zoologist, and I left with all the papers to do so. But what I also left with was a newfound passion for rubbish. Now, I want to include you in this situation. So here we go. It's 9 o'clock at night, and your heart is racing. You are going out with your flatmates grocery shopping. Your heart is racing for two reasons. One, the supermarket is still open and you might get busted. Two, you're really excited about what you might find inside. So you lift the lid and you climb in, and your flatmates are outside watching guard. Now inside, it stinks. It's like, it's consistent. The smell is toxic and rotten with a little bit of fragrance. And this particular dumpster is lined with gravy. It's a fat-based substance that you get on the bottom of your shoes, and when you jump out, you slip over. What you find is a mix of things: surgical scissors, dog costumes, bird seed, used sanitary products. But what you also find is food, and the food is copious. My flatmates and I did this for a year and a half. We bought a chest freezer to house all this food, but it was too small and it flowed out onto the lounge floor and the lounge floors of our friends. We had parties and we fed everybody pizzas and cheesecakes and roast chickens. We had bring a plate parties where you only brought a plate. Other students rationed and fought over cheese. We built forts out of cheese in our lounge. We didn't care about use-by dates, these arbitrary dates. We relied on smell and taste and appearance. One night, we went out to a supermarket and they had just emptied their freezer. It was Dunedin, it's not like it had thawed out. So here we were, hoarding slashed packets of fish and shrimps into the back of the car. And I was like, seafood. So I left my robust young male flatmate to test the waters, and he was frying up some garlic prawns at 1 o'clock in the morning. He didn't get sick, but he looked at the back of the packet, and he was like, packed in 2008, expired in 2010, and it was now 2012. We started asking for things, and we had a really uncomfortable success rate. Maybe someone was listening. And this is where the concept of the dumpster gods came from. One night, we asked for party snacks, and we were rewarded with 1,200 rice cracker packets and an entire Perspex bulk buy pack of pick and mix. We ate like royalty, and we saved so much money, so why would I give this up after I left university? So I was 23, and I was working a government job, and I was having a conversation inside a dumpster with a friend about what point in life you're supposed to give this up. And he said, having children hasn't made a difference for me. So this worship of the dumpster gods has kind of come and gone in waves throughout my life. And 3 years ago, I had a bit of a resurgence when I was walking through a supermarket car park and I noticed that the lock wasn't on it. So in broad daylight, I lifted the lid and removed 3 kgs of organic beef mince. But it's not just the food, you know, it's everything else. This came from a skip. And from the same skip, I found a small wooden box containing mother-of-pearl fish knives and forks, which I sold for $60. I was a dumpster dealer. My partner and I have got matching puffer jackets. I got a brand new one night, and then we got the same one around the corner a week later. So I don't really do the nighttime worship thing anymore, except for when I go to Twizel. Sometimes I like to have a look in the four square bin. I don't do the night worship, but the dumpster gods are ever present in my life. I am now on my second and third job working in people's waste and waste management. And I meet so many people who are passionate about this. I met this guy who said that he had given up the job and the car and the 3 degrees and the salary in the apartment to fossick through metal and reuse other people's crap, and he had never been happier. I too have given up the paperwork, the university paperwork, and gone for something a little bit more meaningful. I feel like I've got what I needed from university. The dumpster gods can't control what you throw away, but they sure as hell can provide me to pull it all back out again.